This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Some Boston University doctors are making a bold suggestion to help people addicted to opioids. They want to make it easier for them to get their hands on a less addictive opioid that in low doses relieves the cravings for stronger opioids. Currently, that less addictive opioid, buprenorphine, is available only by prescription. But in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the doctors write that drug should be made available in single doses without prescriptions to people who are trying to stay away from heroin or fentanyl. Dr. Michael Stein is professor of public health policy at the Boston University School of Public Health and is a co-author of the article.
If your sister had an opioid problem, you would want her to have access to every possible medication that would help her survive. What we're suggesting in this piece is that a person should be able to walk into a pharmacy and ask the pharmacist for this medication behind the counter, just as we do now for Sudafed.
Help me understand this. If it's addictive, how is it safer?
Buprenorphine is similar in chemical composition to Vicodin and all other opioids, which means that it is addictive, but it doesn't cause you to get high. It's very hard to kill yourself on this medication. Imagine a person who's out there using heroin or fentanyl. Any dose they take of those medications, anytime they shoot up or snort those medications, they can die. Buprenorphine is safer than having people taking these medications, other opioids, every day, many times a day, and putting their lives at risk.
But they also get high when they're shooting up and snorting those medications. And if they're not getting that from this drug, buprenorphine, why would they take it?
Because it's a treatment. Because people who are using drugs understand that their lives are at risk. And they understand that this is a treatment that they can get through a doctor's office. We think that these folks should be able to, in an emergency situation, on a day they can't see a doctor, on a day when they don't have any access to this medication, they can walk into a pharmacy and say, "Can I buy one dose of this? I am safe. I do not have to buy drugs that can kill me."
What would you say to those who are concerned that making it available without a prescription would worsen the problem?
It's a great question. First of all, we don't think a teenager who's never used an opiate will walk into a pharmacy and say, "I hear you got one of those buprenorphine pills behind the counter." It's not euphoric. It's not going to give them a big buzz. They're not going to want it. So we think that the people who are going to access this medication are those who actually need it.
You acknowledge that there are risks in this plan, but say the upside outweighs the downside. Is there actually evidence of that?
This has never been tried. So we're suggesting something that is completely out of the box in the middle of an epidemic where 130 Americans are dying every day from an opioid overdose.
I want to ask one last question, and it may be about personal experience. The Boston University Medical School campus sits near what's called the Methadone Mile in Boston, where drugs are frequently sold and used out in the open. I'm wondering how much of your proposal is based on what you actually see there.
Opioids are now have touched every community. It's no longer a Boston inner city problem. But certainly we see it around Boston Medical Center a lot, and we understand the issues from close-up observation.
Have any patients actually told you they like this idea and they're looking forward to seeing if it can be put into practice?
Every patient is interested in this idea. There are many people, most people in the United States with opioid use disorder, who are not under care and therefore have to find medications in whatever way they can. Their choice is, do I buy a buprenorphine pill from my friend? Do I borrow one from my friend? Or do I go and use fentanyl? And if they can find buprenorphine, I think that there would be great uptake.
Dr. Michael Stein, professor of health law at the Boston University School of Public Health, thanks a lot for coming in. Good discussion.
Yeah, thanks for having me.